Good morning. A clear and chilly start to the day for early August, with a lot of places in the 40s and lower 50s. We're also seeing some patchy, dense fog developing, especially across and near bodies of water. However, as the sun gets higher in the sky, this fog will mix out to reveal mostly sunny skies through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. A light southwest wind will develop, and this will carry temperatures off our morning lows and back through the 60s and into the middle and upper 70s as high pressure holds on firm. That high pressure center will keep it dry tonight, although some clouds will stream in from the south and along the coast as temperatures drop back into the 50s. Those clouds are from a disturbance that'll be sliding up but off the eastern seaboard during the middle and latter portion of the week. At the same time, a front will track our way from southern Canada, and the two will combine to produce a bit more cloud cover on Wednesday, but it will still stay dry with the high pressure center wedged in between the two, and temperatures with some sunshine on Wednesday will push into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Same setup for Thursday with that front off the coast and another one to our north and west. This time, though, we do run the risk of a shower on Thursday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds with highs again near 80. That system off the coast will slide away on Friday, leaving us dry with a mix of sun and clouds, and this will also allow temperatures to climb into the lower to mid-80s. A new system will slide our way from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s and a few leftover showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, monsoonal showers will remain active on the northern and eastern peripheries of the mid to upper level ridge that's building from the southwest into the Pacific Northwest. This pattern will support active monsoonal showers through much of the Rockies through Wednesday. With moisture values expected to be above average, localized flash flooding is possible over the next few days. This is especially so in areas of recent burn scars and in regions of steep terrain. Meanwhile, a front is expected to remain nearly stationary over the next few days from the Gulf Coast across the coastal southeast and eastern Carolinas. This front will be the focus for a multi-day heavy rain event as several rounds of potentially heavy rain moves along the front where moisture is expected to remain well above average. Much of the region in the vicinity of this front has seen above average rain totals over the past few weeks. This, along with the potential for additional heavy rain, will pose an increasing threat of flooding and flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with fog, 42 degrees, with a west wind at 32, gusting to 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 51, 97% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.19 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 39 at Albany, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 57. The average temperature 66, that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 42 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 14 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 24.49 inches for the year, which is 1.12 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 97 set in 1975, and the record low 44 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:13 p.m. 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, pleasantly cool in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with just the outside risk of a shower late Thursday and into Thursday night near 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, lower to mid 80s. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday in the mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower on Sunday in the lower to mid 80s, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday, otherwise partly sunny, in the middle and upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.